The bottom line is we made a decision how we're going to go about it. And once again, it's about him taking his time, you know, to work through things, think through things. There's no hurry here. Want him to enjoy what just took place, and then we'll go from there. So nothing has changed from that standpoint. That plan continues to be in place. I think he and John have had some conversations. I had a brief one with him yesterday. We will be talking probably today, but I know this week. But we want him to take his time, and we'll work from there. Brock, well, I think he has a bright future, obviously. You know, he's did a heck of a job for us, started, what, 7 games for us, played against some really good people in some tough situations, played very well. But I think he has a bright future. Obviously, we think the world of him and want to be a part of our football team. We got a lot of guys that are free like that, you know. But he's been really special with the job he's done this year, and I think he's grown a great deal. My history with guys, like we had a guy like Max last year that came to play for us from Florida. Through this combine, through our time with Max, we knew talking football to him that he could make a quick transition. So I think that's really important, their football knowledge and how quick they can help you at our level. You know, we offensively, we went through about 3 different offensive football teams, you know, throughout the course of our season. We had a veteran, one of the greatest players this league's ever seen, and then we had a young player for 7 weeks. So you have to adjust and as coaches and do what's best for your football team in this league and find a way to be, you know, to have a chance to be successful each week. We went through a great deal, you know, a lot of tough times this year. You guys know that. Worked on tackles 4 and 5 through most of the year, I think, with the situation we went through and had to move some guys around. Evan and Lou were beat up a great deal of time. I would think of it this way. First of all, I think we're young. And so that I like our future from that standpoint. At the same time, we feel like we definitely have to improve. So does that make it a high priority? I don't know. I mean, we're going to prepare for this draft at every position, just like we do each and every year. But obviously, it's a position that we feel like we need to improve upon offensively. As a coach, our job is to go out and evaluate, which is what we've been doing the past couple of weeks, trying to evaluate real quickly. Our season is very long. Try to suggest to John, we think we can get better. Now we got to go evaluate these young men and come back with a good idea of, you know, what they can do and how they can help our football team. So I think every draft's big, and obviously this one will be very important to us. You know, I mean, this league is just so good. There's such a fine line between winning and losing. And, you know, I mean, like, you know that as well as anybody following us the last 5 or 6 weeks of the season, the type of games we ran, the close football games, how we found a way to get it done each and every week. I think that's what's so difficult, because you go right back to work. Everybody's getting a little bit better. You know, schedule gets tougher, all those things. I think our division is becoming a really, really difficult division. I think it's going to be really tough. I was just talking to one of the coaches in the hall as I was coming in, but, you know, I just think it's the National Football League. You know, everybody's getting better. That's why we're here today for this week, to get better as a football team, or each organization to get better and go compete again.